This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Sign up for an account today at BetRivers.com and get in on the action with us. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, the man in Bogota, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, it was a brutal betting weekend for me. 1-12 minus 12.48 units. My grand total on the season still up 23.04, 108-136 the record now. Absolute pain. Tell me that you did a little bit better, my friend.
Well, let's just, hat off to you, Tom, for going 1-12 on an MLS slate and still being up 20-something units on the year. So that, first of all, just as a glass half full perspective, well done to you on a solid MLS season. You're allowed one of these. I did do a little bit better, but not much. 4-7-2, shedding about 4 units and change. Great Saturday. Things took a big turn for me on the Sunday. Really a kind of weekend of two halves. And, you know, this is MLS. We're going to look at some of the trends here as we go down the stretch run of the season. You know, a few teams increasingly rotating, Tom, especially a lot of the teams that we've liked to bet on, teams at the top of both the Eastern and Western conferences, getting a little bit comfortable with their seeds as we go into the last 6, 7, 8 games of the MLS regular season and start to think about the playoffs. So just something to consider. We're going to keep pelting you with these caveats of squad rotation, and more squad rotation as we go down the stretch run. But I do think both you and I like this slate at least a little bit better than the last one. So hopefully we can rebound.
Well, hopefully it is better than the last one, because I think I have to get out of this business if it's not. But you're right. We have some bangers to start off the week, too. Friday night, Austin's going to play LA in Austin. And Austin going to be a home dog in this spot, plus 180 versus Los Angeles. They are plus 128 as road favorites in the draw, plus 275. The total in this one, no surprises, at 3.5, juiced heavily to the under, plus 128 on the over here. And in this battle of heavyweights between the 1-2 in the West, you've got LA coming off that loss to the Quakes, which I think was definitely a partial hangover from clinching a playoff spot. Eric Winalda tweeted it afterwards saying, I don't think I've ever seen a team clinch a playoff spot and go out and win their next game. This game is going to be interesting, though. I don't know which team I want to back in this spot, but I do know that 4 goals is very reasonable here. Both of these teams love to score. You know it's going to be a wide open game. I'll take the over 3.5 plus 128, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a reasonable play. We have a similar read here, Tom. You're ultimately going to be going about a 40-point better price than I am on this move. I agree with you. Taking either side here, even at plus money, I think is a tricky spot. If you want to wait for lineups and see that LA is playing everyone, that would probably be my lean in this, getting LAFC plus money, as I've said all season. I don't care who they're playing. It's a decent move. Austin hitting a little bit of a rough patch here, just 2 wins in 6. Granted, you know, 2 wins, 2 draws, and 2 losses in any 6-game spell. That happens to basically any team in this league. So if that's the worst case scenario for Austin this year and what's been a great story, you know, kudos to them as they try to lock up a top 2 seed in the West going down the stretch run of the year. I do think both teams are going to play everyone available here, Tom. LA's been rotating guys out a lot for the last 2 or 3 weeks, so that's something to consider. And I do think fading Austin's defense, if you've wanted to poke holes in this kind of Cinderella story all season, it has been on that side for Austin. And especially here in the last few games, you're seeing that poke its head up a little bit. I'm going to try an LAFC team goals bet here, Tom, over 1.5. I am laying minus 122 juice. Can understand if you want to just do a full all-in over 3.5 play at a better plus price and go with Tom on this one. But I feel pretty good kind of both slightly fading Austin's defense and taking an LA side that I do think will be relatively full strength in this one. They're reliable to score. The last couple of games, they've slowed down a bit. But on the season as a whole, this team hits 2 goals or more often than not. So 1.5 team goals over minus 122 here, Tom.
I do not hate that play at all. That might actually, at minus 122, I would even say take that before you take the 3.5. LA can definitely score 2 in this match. Yeah. I think that's just purely reasonable. The next play up here, Portland versus Seattle. It's a rivalry game, Taylor, and the Timbers are plus 138 at home. The Sounders plus 165 on the road, and the draw plus 275 here. First things first, over 2.5 at minus 162. I will take that. We love the overs, especially in rivalry games like this. It's not like the Premier League teams don't play cagey. They go out, they score a lot of goals in an open game here. And strangely, road teams have had the edge in this game. Both of these teams have been working through things this season, and the Sounders have a sole win, have the only win in the last 10 combined games for both of these teams. But they've also lost four of their last five on the road. Portland is unbeaten at five straight at home, but now they're coming off two consecutive road losses. A Sounders win would, interestingly enough, bring the series all-time record to 16-16-7. Pure wow. Even parity. I'm not going to overthink things. I'll play the over, but I'm also going to it's a bad trend to bet on to look at the way that these two teams have played and notice that the road team actually wins this game more times than not. That's not something you can really put a lot of stock into when you're trying to handicap, but I still do think that the Sounders can pull it off here. Rui Diaz is back in this lineup. They're scoring goals again. I'll take Seattle here.
Yeah, I mean, the Sounders have just 3 wins in 13 road games this year. And like, this has been a team since becoming the first MLS team to lift the CONCACAF Champions League. They've had all kinds of problems. Even in that Galaxy game, like you saw finally the Sounders attack is back. And here come the defensive issues. And they draw that game 3-3 against the Galaxy team that neither you or I think is particularly good. They're extremely hard to figure out. We'll talk about them a little bit later in the show. But I just think this in a coin flip rivalry game is all about taking the better price, Tom. I will say the Sounders price has moved dramatically. I locked it up at plus 195. It's moving like crazy in the wrong direction. If you want the Sounders, I would take it at time of listening to this podcast, I would say, because I think it's going to keep moving in the wrong direction for you. And then it might boomerang back eventually. But you hit the nail on the head with the Portland stuff. It's now five straight without a win. They've conceded 7 goals in their last 2 games. So I understand where you're going with the over, especially in a big rivalry game. Portland's also the 5th worst home team in the West with 1.62 points per game. The best teams are, of course, well clear of 2 points when you look at the better home teams in the league. So I think all of that points, especially with this series, oddly, almost always going to the road team. It went to the road team earlier this year when Portland won 3-0 in Seattle. In a vacuum at times over the last couple of months, I have thought Portland is better than Seattle, but they had a lot of those games that were draws that should have been wins, and now they're falling back into the losses. Real defensive issues for Portland, potentially some real defensive issues for Seattle. So I understand going the over. I didn't love the price tag. I'm going to stay off myself, but perfectly reasonable play. I have the Sounders, though, on the money line, Tom. I just think you take the better price here.
The next game up is the New York Red Bulls versus Inter Miami. And Miami, they're going to be plus 350 on the road in this spot. The Red Bulls minus 148 at home and the draw at 3-1. You know, New York has now bested me in their last 4 games. I've either been betting on them and lost, I've bet against them and lost, but the last 4 I have lost. Everything involving this goddamn team. Yep. They're probably going to win this one just to mess with me because I'm taking Miami plus 350. The price is too good here on a Miami team that's won 3 of 5 and is finding its groove. I may lose, but Red Bulls have been so underwhelming at home all season. They are the worst team in the league at home and one of the best on the road. It is an absolutely ridiculous stat, but I'm going Miami plus 350. I'll take a chance on a road price here. Is it my favorite bet of the week? No, but we take a couple shots on these because it's Major League Soccer, and I think that this price should be probably somewhere more in the plus 250, plus 200 market.
I mean, potential playoff preview, you're looking at teams that are going to fall somewhere in the 4-7 range in the Eastern Conference or potentially on the outside looking in. But at this point, it really does feel in the second half of the season that Inter Miami has figured out a lot of things. It's been on the road where they've had issues, but that is getting a little bit better here over the past month or so. You know, the Red Bulls are one of the worst home teams in the league. Inter still on the whole is one of the worst road teams in the league. Like I say, somewhat improving. But all this is to say, like, I don't really trust the Red Bulls at home necessarily. And I think the prices are completely wrong here. I haven't hit on a lot of these road dogs here in the second half of the season. First half was much more profitable for me. But that plus 350 price tag, Tom, I am in full agreement with you. I just think I'm flipping a coin here, so I'm taking the 3.5-1 price.
Yep, that's the way we got to go on that. The next game up, Charlotte versus Toronto. Charlotte plus 132, Toronto plus 170 in the draw at plus 280 here. And yeah, Charlotte has been a tough home team this season, and Toronto has just one road win. Not great, but it's not like the current squad was here as the, at the start of the year. Even with the less than ideal road form for Toronto and Charlotte's impressive home wins, we're getting down to the bitter end of the season. I think Charlotte finishes below the line and Toronto above. It's still a logjam in the East. Both these teams need points. I'll take the plus 170. I'll take the better price here with Toronto. I think they're the better team, and I'm just going to bet on that. Could be wrong, but it's the way I'm playing the game.
Yeah, Toronto's also, still five. Yeah,
also, take ahead. That over. Take that over when it gets to three.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, Toronto, like, this is going to be incredible if they really do finish in the playoffs. Some of the metrics we're looking at, you know, one of the worst teams in MLS in the first half of the season. The Insigne and Bernardeschi additions have kind of done everything we expected to that attack. I still think there are some defensive issues. It is now back-to-back games without a win, but they've generally been very bright with those Italian introductions. They've out-XG'd their opponent in 5 of 6 games since the two players have arrived. You know, they're generally winning those games as well. And you and I have had a lot of success on Charlotte at home this season, Tom, but the home magic might be gone a little bit. 3 losses in their last 5 home matches. Credit to them on a pretty impressive inaugural season. Things can go very south very quickly for teams in their first seasons in this league. And they've,
fired their coach a couple weeks into the season
when things were going relatively well. Let's be honest, though. I mean, it, you know, this has been a weird year at times. It's had some speed bumps. And yet, having said all of this, I mean, a lot of this has to do with the Eastern Conference, but they are only, as I do the math, 3 points off of a playoff spot right now. So they're in that mix too. Toronto's in that mix. You can talk yourself into kind of every team up and down the Eastern Conference, not named DC. I would personally put Atlanta on the outside looking in as well, but a lot of teams you can make an argument for across MLS, even in the Western Conference, that's true. So, you know, lots to play for, huge stakes going down the stretch run of the season. But this is another spot, Tom, where I think the prices are a little bit off. I think there's a little bit reliance on the broad Charlotte home data from this season and a little bit less on the trends here recently. Toronto plus 175. I like that price a lot for a team that is not just good at the moment, but playing for everything, trying to get into the playoffs.
The next game up is the battle for Ohio. Cincinnati versus the Columbus Crew. Cincy plus 112 favorites at home. The Crew plus 210 road dogs and the draw plus 270. It promises to be a fierce game. Columbus rests just 1 point above the playoff line and 1 point above Cincy as well, who have lost just once in their last 12 games. However, they've also only won twice in that span. 9 draws is not going to cut it to make the playoffs. And while I think the Crew win this game, I think it could very reasonably be a draw. Instead of taking the Crew plus the half goal at a slight minus price, I'm going to take the draw no bet Columbus Crew plus 136. I think that they can grab this W. I don't think Cincy can. And I'll be perfectly happy to just get my money back on a push if they tie.
Wow, this might be one of my first live change my mind situations because you found the better price. I do have that plus a half goal spread play circled with Columbus. Everything you just said, you know, especially on the Cincinnati side, it's just 1 loss since May for them, but 9 draws in that stretch. I mean, a very reliable draw team. If you're trying to bet against that, taking it out and getting a better plus price. Ooh, that makes sense to me. I mean, look, the Crew suddenly just have 1 win in their last 5, but they've been competitive in all those games. The Cucho Hernandez thing is very, very real. Their attack is extremely hard to stop, and we've seen Cincy have real defensive issues this year. So I do think the Crew are going to win as well. You know, that plus 220 price is intriguing to me as just being a little bit off for a team that's better than Cincinnati. I do believe that, Columbus. I'm going to switch to your play, though, Tom. I apologize ahead of time. This is a full on-the-air live change because I'm getting about 60 points better value, and I'm just letting a push happen if I don't hit that. So, yeah, I'll do the draw no bet as well. Let's get Columbus to figure things out. I do think draw is probably the worst-case scenario here. So congrats to Cincy on the win.
Exactly. I mean, the Crew broke our hearts and really had their hearts broken in that LA game. That was absolute BS. But I think that they come back and I think that they grab the win here. I'm not talking crazy. It was the Crew versus LA last week that was the handball call, right?
The Crew Atlanta game was the 2-2. Oh. There have been a couple of massive Crew heartbreaks though here over the past.
Yeah, that, I was thinking of a different game, but there have been some massive heartbreaks here. The next game up, the Union versus Colorado. The Union are -157, the Rapids +380, and Philly in the draw +310. The Union have not lost in their last five at home. They also have not had an under in that same span. They've won 11 of their last 13 games. This team is just ripping them right now. Remember early in the season when they had that draw monster? They have been up and at them since then. They can't quite take the foot off the gas just yet, but the team is scoring in bunches and winning games. Colorado is giving up 2.25 goals per road game. So I'm looking at these numbers and I'm saying I don't want to take Philly by itself. The over 2.5 is -167, but when I put those two together, I get +132. I will take Philly and over in a little SGP here to make myself a nicer price on this one.
Yeah, all right. I mean, similar read here as well. You said it, really. The only slips for Philly all season have come on the road. No losses at home. 8 wins, 5 draws. Second best home team in the league after LAFC. They also have 4 3-plus goal blowout wins in the last 9. You think of, I think 3 of those were 6-0 or better. Of course, those are happening against bad teams for the most part. But the good news here is Colorado on the road, I think it's still safe to say, may qualify as bad. I know they've had a couple of decent results here over the last couple of months. They are still the worst road team in the league, though, with 0.5 points per game. That's despite that, they're only 2 points off of a playoff spot, which goes to show a lot about what's happening in those playoff races and how good they are at home. The Union, 22 goals in their first 18 games this season, Tom. That was when a lot of those draw stretches were happening. 29 goals in 9 games since. They figured out that side of their team. They've been great defensively all year. They are now a very, very good attack as well. Lots of different guys can get it done. Gazdag, Carranza, Ura. Jack McGlynn has now been good in midfield. This is a very, very good team. They're going to be a very tough out in the playoffs. I'm going to take them in the spread zone, minus a goal. +112. I'm okay pushing here if I need to, but I do feel like Colorado on the road classifies as kind of one of those bad teams that Philly tends to beat up on. So let's see what happens.
A lot of agreement here between the two of us, my friend. Probably scary, but hopefully it means that we're both on the right track this week. The Fire versus the Impact is our next game up. I should say the artist formerly known as the Impact, but Chicago +132, Montreal +205, and the draw at +230 here. I'm going to take Montreal. I don't think Chicago has the ability to put it together and make it to the playoffs. It's simply too little too late for them. Two consecutive losses now, admittedly, to two great teams in New York City and Philly, even though New York's been struggling as of late, but we'll talk about them in a bit. Montreal's still fighting for the one seed in the East, and I think that the Fire's brief run of success has been extinguished. I like getting 2-1 with the Canadiens here, especially because they've been a very competent team away from home this season. I think that that bodes well for us in this spot.
And also, even just maintaining that 2 seed for Montreal, you know, depending on who gets in, we still have no idea really what this Eastern Conference picture is going to look like at the bottom. But like, if a New England sneaks in and you get that 2-7 matchup, like that 2 seed suddenly looks really, really nice, I would say. Columbus, it looks a lot tougher. But yeah, this is another full agreement. I apologize, folks. I think the price is off here. Another road dog for me this week as well. 2-1, a very good Montreal price here. It's 7 games in a row without a loss for them. Chicago, like, they look to be making a brief playoff push at one point. They now just have 1 win in their last 4, though some tough stretches, as you outlined, Tom. In that stretch, they're still very much, you know, in the conversation as much as anyone really is in the conversation in the Eastern Conference to potentially sneak in. But it doesn't look as good as it did a few weeks ago maybe for them. They are still playing for a lot, but I think Montreal is a much better team. This attack has been fantastic all season long. They've been able to score goals home or away. +200, I just think, is the wrong price here, Tom. So more agreement.
Yeah, a whole lot of agreement. We were in lockstep today, Taylor, as that brings us to our next game here, Orlando versus New York City. Orlando +148 down in Florida, New York +170, and the draw +245. After a string of losses, I like that New York City got things done and got a road again road win over Chicago. That road trip continues here, and yes, it's tough to win back-to-back on the road in this league, but Orlando sports a -8 home goal differential. That's crazy. I'm going to side with the better team in a vacuum here. I'm going to play the Pigeons +170.
Yeah, I mean, this thing has moved rapidly in the other direction. I had it at +210 just a day ago. I would still take +170. I think the price is wrong as well. Orlando's the fourth worst home team in all of MLS. They have 7 losses in 12 home games this year. I don't necessarily trust this NYC team going into the playoffs, but, you know, worse, they're going to be the 4, maybe more likely closer to the 2. It's all going to be about matchups for them. But nice win in Chicago after a pretty brutal 4-game stretch for NYC. I do like that price. I'm also just going to try, I don't take unders very often, but at a plus price here as a second separate play, I'm going to try an under 2.5 at +108 as well. A lot of this has to do with just how things can, you know, Orlando can really lay an egg. This feels like a 2-0 NYC win in a lot of ways. So I'm going to try an under separately here, Tom, with 2 plays in this game.
I thought about the under in this game, Taylor. I was right there with you. I ended up taking the New York City play, but New York City unders have actually been a little bit reliable until I started betting them. Then they started having those 3-2 games. Then I go with an over, and now they're right back to the unders. I lean the same way. I'll probably avoid it so that you can cash, but I think that that's probably the way this goes. Even if Miami has struggled to score goals at home too, the under probably makes the most sense in this spot. So I wish you the best of luck. The last game up for our video listeners here, the New England Revolution versus the LA Galaxy. The Revs are +108 at home, Galaxy +220 in the road, and the draw +270 here. Taylor, do you know the last time New England has lost a game at home?
April 2nd, I believe.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. It has been since April 2nd, and I get plus money with this team here? I'll take that. LA has lost 4 straight on the road and struggles to score goals outside of Dignity Health. So an under 2.5 at +135 is also really appealing to me here because the Revs have allowed just 12 home goals all year. They've got some of the best goalkeeping in the game right now. If not, actually, statistically, they do have the best goalkeeper in the league, and it's not Matt Turner. They have just been able to continue that fantastic run of play between the sticks. I'll take both of these as separate picks here. I'll take New England +108 and the under 2.5 at +138.
All right, well, good you have 2 plays because I actually have no play in this. I was scared away off of the New England price. I think everything you said is spot on. I'm also scared away from most games involving the Galaxy at this point. A little bit of good trend data you pulled out there that they've been poor on the road here as of late. I do think this is a team where, you know, they're an inconsistent total team, but I do think they have real defensive issues that poke their head out and they keep toying with the formation to an extent that you can't really rely on the attack either. So it's hard for me to feel too confident in total markets when they're playing. The sides have been all over the place as well. I think if you wanted to lean into the New England at home stuff, that makes sense to me. And that's why the price is where it's at. But it's good. You know, Tom has us covered with 2 plays. I'm staying off of this one.
There we go, Taylor. All right, that is going to wrap us up here on the video version. Guys, don't forget, head on over to betrivers.com to sign up for an account today. Get in on the action. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at TV at Work, at ATLT Will. And don't forget to follow Because We Win on Twitter to stay up to date with all of the latest from the Betting Weekly studios, all of the fantastic content across a wide variety of sports. Check it out now. And if you're listening to us or want to get the rest of our picks here, well, head on over to the podcast platform of your choice and join our audio viewers there because we're going to keep the slate rolling. But for now, guys, best of luck on the slate this weekend. Let's make it better than the last and let's cash some tickets. All right, Taylor, and that continues us on here to our audio viewers. Thank you guys for sticking with us. We're going to go back up the card here to Minnesota versus Houston. And finally, an easy spot, Taylor. This, and I say that, I'm cursing myself right now, but Minnesota -132 at home, the Dynamo 3-1 on the road, which is the same price as the draw. Not every day we see those numbers, but that's the case here, and it's easy for me. A small minus price on Minnesota. Houston away from home is something I very much like to bet against. Minnesota's been incredibly hot, unbeaten with 3 wins in their last 5 at home. Three wins, a draw, and a loss in their last five overall. This team is clicking, making that big playoff push, and they face a Dynamo team with a draw and four losses in their last five. The season is over for Houston. You could consider a flat three over in this game as well if Minnesota puts up the points, but I'll stick with them to win it on the money line at minus 132.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota also, like, they're going to be playing for some pretty significant seeding stuff. We don't know exactly how the West will fall, but they could be somewhere between three and five or six if things fall out from under them. They probably aren't going to get to the two, but getting to that three could be big for them. They need to keep beating up on the bad teams. Just one loss in the last 11 all competitions for these Loons. They've been on absolute fire, basically the hottest team in MLS over that stretch, even better really than like the LAFCs of the world. That's how good Minnesota United has been here for about a month and a half. I think you absolutely take them on this price. I think you would take them up to minus 150 and beyond. That's how confident I am with Minnesota United in this situation. It's a great price for a much better team. Houston is awful on the road. They're awful in most situations, especially away from home this year, Tom. So, more agreement. We roll on Minnesota United.
We just keep, we're in lockstep here. So this better be our best week ever, Taylor. Yeah. San Jose versus Sporting Kansas City is the next game up here. SKC at home, and they are minus 118. The Quakes plus 280 and the draw plus 285. Where has this Sporting team been all season? I mean, I know that injuries are what plagued them, but after three straight shutout losses, the offense has exploded. 11 goals in three games, wins over Portland and the Galaxy, and a really tough loss in which they were ahead for a lot of the game versus Austin. The offensive explosion means the book is asleep at the wheel with the total for this game at 2.5. Heavily juiced. I'll wait for the flat three. But if you wanted to dip into the alternate market here and take some big swings, I think this is going to be a goal fest. I'm also taking Sporting to win because minus 118 is just too reasonable. I think the Quakes, yeah, they beat LAFC, but they took advantage of a hungover team on the road against a suddenly confident Sporting team. I don't see a repeat performance. Give me Sporting Kansas City minus 118 and over three at around even money.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with the over three play. We have the same read again here, Tom, but we do have slightly different plays. I'm going to try a single game parlay. I also like Sporting to win it. I like both teams to score. It's tough to get both teams to score on its own, really, in any game these days in MLS. The prices have been adjusted, you know, kind of against the consumer here more and more as the season's gone on for good reason, because these things hit like crazy in this league. I'm going SGP, though. Sporting and both teams to score. You combine them together, Tom. You get plus 225 on this play here, which feels very reasonable with what we know San Jose can provide in the goal-scoring department and how we know they can leak goals. And Sporting at this point, it's a very small sample size of what they've done, but these last three games, two wins and a loss, 11 goals scored over those three games. A lot of this has to do with their midsummer, mid-season acquisitions. The Nigerian Willy Agata came in June from the Israeli league. He has five goals in these last three games. Eric Tommy arrived in July. He's also been awesome. Mid-season acquisitions, getting it done for Sporting, at least in the attacking department here as of late. They are still, I'm not sure they're good necessarily. They're still bottom of the West, 8 points off a playoff spot. Unfortunately, it's too little too late, I would say, for them at this point, but you never know in this league. Having said that, going up against San Jose, it's a fairly safe fade, and plus 225 on two reasonable plays parlayed together in this situation, Tom. So Sporting and both teams to score, same game parlay, plus 225.
I like it. I like that a lot. I like the price that you're getting on it. I think it's very reasonable. Honestly, if you wanted to even parlay together the over 2.5 in the Sporting win, I think that's also equally reasonable, though I don't think you have to worry about San Jose scoring a goal. They've been good for it. I like the play. I like the play a lot. The next game up, Dallas versus RSL. And Real Salt Lake, they are plus 270 in this spot. FC Dallas coming off a brutal 4-0 loss in Nashville. They're minus 108 at home now. Draw plus 260. That beatdown last week was brutal, but now they get to come home and play an RSL side that struggled on the road up until their win over Seattle last weekend. I don't hate Dallas minus 108, but RSL has not played in an under 2.5 game on the road since May 8th. I expect goals in this one. And so I'm going to take the over 2.5 minus 136 instead of playing a side.
Interesting data there on RSL. I wasn't aware of that. I am going to take a side. I'm going to take Dallas. Definitely a disconcerting result for them in Nashville. But I will say they rotated a decent amount of players out, and Nashville had their main guys. So I'm going to choose to kind of look beyond that a little bit. Bounce back game for Dallas here. RSL has been basically average on the road after being pretty bad on the road at times this year. They've leveled off. But Dallas, they have the best home expected goal difference in the West after LAFC. A lot of the analytics love what they do at home. Assuming I would wait for lineups, but assuming some of their big hosses are playing in this game, I like Dallas close to even money in this spot. You know, they have maintained basically that three seed for most of the year. They're going to try to fend off Minnesota at this point. They are pretty reliable for a top four finish in the West. Dallas, as we look at the playoff picture, I think they'll be a tough team to beat. We'll see what the matchup is. If it's, you know, if Minnesota were to drop down and it's them against them, it would be very tough for them. But I don't know, there's all kinds of different scenarios. You could get a Sounders team at the wrong time. You could get a Portland team at the wrong time. It's a lot of trend stuff that could still happen when these playoffs come around. But and we know FC Dallas, not exactly a team that stepped up in the postseason either. But in this spot, I like them close to even, minus 108, Dallas money line.
Dallas money line, definitely the way, definitely not a bad way to go in this spot. I like where you're thinking. I'm going to play the over, but I could easily see that being the case as well. So there's still some agreement here, Taylor. Whitecaps versus Nashville, next game up for us here. And this one, you know, we obviously on a spread, the play is minus 110 each way. On the money line with the three-way, this is as close as you get to that. Vancouver's plus 170 at home, Nashville plus 160 on the road, and the draw plus 225. I kind of like Nashville here. And the stats aren't with me. Neither of these teams are prolific at scoring, but it's MLS. And I get an over 2.5 at minus 113. Vancouver's last four at home have gone over. And Haney Mukhtar is heating up right now for Nashville. Coming off a big win over Dallas, I think the goal train keeps rolling. I'm playing against the numbers. This is more of just looking at what's been going on recently. I'm taking the over 2.5 at minus 113 in this game. Could see a Nashville plus 160 play as well, but I won't be making it.
Similar read. You're taking the better price. I'm just going to go both teams to score. Yes, though, laying a much worse price at minus 148. Nashville has been as reliable of a BTTS team as you're going to find in the league this year. They're 13-3 in their last 16 on both teams to score. Yes. Vancouver 11-5. On both teams to score in that same stretch, but they've hit 9 in a row. This has kind of been how the Vancouver games have been going here of late. I'm going to ride the trend data. This is a game that's very important down the stretch run as both of these teams are fighting for playoff lives. I think Vancouver will feel very blessed to be here in this mix after what the first half of their season was. I think they're going to really take advantage of that in some of these games down the stretch. So I'm not as comfortable taking a Nashville side. Don't want a Vancouver side either. Both teams to score, yes, minus 148.
All right, I like that play as well. I'm taking the over with the slightly better juice there at just minus 113, but very similar arguments here. Our final game up, Atlanta versus DC. Atlanta minus 175, DC plus 410, and the draw plus 325. I guess over three and even money. I'm looking at that. It's 2.5 minus 180 right now. I think that line will flip soon. Atlanta's able to score. DC can't defend. The price on Atlanta to win is too steep, so I guess just root for goals instead. I'm staying away from this game. I won't actually be betting this, but if I had to pick here, I'd take the over three.
Yeah, again, this is just a little bit of a difference in philosophies and how you and I bet here. I'm going over 2.75 on the quarter ball, laying minus 125. It's the same play, just with a different price. Essentially, you want that full, three-goal price. And that's understandable. I mean, look, I think you still ride Atlanta overs for the rest of the season. 19-7 on over 2.5 this year. Of course, you're not going to get a good 2.5 price tag probably in any spot on them this year. So you got to figure out something else, whether you're doing 2.75 or you're doing three. I think it's fairly reasonable in either spot. Three to me feels a little bit like betting for the push, but it could absolutely go over as well. DC, they were playing slightly better defensively under Wayne Rooney for a few games, and then they shipped 6 goals to Philly. So, you know, the bottom fell out from under them again. I don't hate necessarily a both teams to score move here, just as with Atlanta's defense being as bad as it is, but the prices really aren't there either. I'm going to go over 2.75, minus 125.
Yep. Again, Taylor, I don't know that we disagreed on a single game.
Our reads have, I think, literally been the same on every game. We've had different, you know, slightly different angles, different same game parlays, that kind of thing. But honestly, our read, it might be the same on every single game, Tom.
I legitimately think that's the case. Let's run back through everything now for everybody. Give out our plays. We'll have a parlay at the end of it. But yeah, I think it's all the same. Like starting up at the top here, Austin versus LA, I'm going over 3.5 plus 128.
Yeah, I'm going 1.5 over 1.5 LAFC team goals minus 122.
The Timbers versus the Sounders. I'm taking the Sounders money line at plus 165 and the over 2.5 at minus 162.
Yeah, I mean, agreement on the Sounders money line here, Tom.
Minnesota versus Houston. Minnesota money line minus 132.
Minnesota money line.
Miami versus New York. Miami plus 350.
Miami plus 350. These are the kind of plays where we know like this is going to be full celebration or full misery mode. Usually the way these go, though, Tom, are slight differences, right? We have the same read. Our slight differences in the play go your way. So congratulations ahead of time on those.
Charlotte versus Toronto. Toronto plus 170.
Yep, Toronto. Let's get it.
Cincy versus Columbus. I'm going crew draw no bet plus 136.
Yeah, so this was one where we had same read, different play, and I switched to the exact same play as you hear live on the air. So let's go Columbus draw no bet.
The Impact take on the Fire, and I'm going Montreal plus 205.
Yeah, oh yeah, Montreal. And that one actually moving slightly in the right direction. I had them at plus 200. Now you're getting an even better price. I like that a lot. Montreal money line.
Union versus Colorado. I'm taking Philly and the over in a parlay at plus 132.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Union minus the goal, plus 112.
SKC versus San Jose. I'm going over three even, and I'm taking Sporting KC money line at minus 118.
I'm going single game parlay, Sporting money line, and both teams to score yes. That comes out to plus 225.
Dallas versus Real Salt Lake. I'm going over 2.5 at minus 136.
Yeah, trying a Dallas side here. I think it's reasonable enough. Dallas money line minus 108.
The Whitecaps versus Nashville over 2.5 at minus 113 for me.
Going both teams to score yes, minus 148.
Atlanta versus DC. I'm taking another one of the flat threes.
Going over 2.75, laying minus 125.
You know what? I'm downgrading that to a lean. Because I'm not betting that. I'm not betting that game. Orlando versus NYCFC. We're taking New York plus 170.
Yeah, same agreement there. Only addition that I'm throwing in there is an under 2.5 play as I just bring up the price again. It was relatively plus, I believe, plus 108.
And I'd follow you on that for sure. I almost put it down myself. New England versus the Galaxy. I'm taking the Revs plus 108 and under 2.5 plus 138.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue this is our only real disagreement in the sense that I'm going full no play here, Tom. So you're welcome.
I kind of want to get rid of the underplay, to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it in there, but it's not my favorite. I prefer the money line play. And even then, you're right. There isn't really a true disagreement on the slate here for us. We're in pretty much lockstep, Taylor. We've never been this aligned on a slate. That's either very scary or very good. We'll know next week. But in the meantime, let's give out a lottery ticket here just for some fun. I'm taking a four-teamer here. Union money line, Montreal money line, Minnesota money line, and then I'm going to take the over 2.5 in the Portland-Seattle game, put it all together, it's plus 1326.
I really should add a fourth into mine because I didn't get a ton of value.
No, you shouldn't.
Thank you. Thank you for talking me off the ledge there, Tom. I appreciate that. Mine, not a ton of value here. I wouldn't call it a full lottery. I think there's some reasonable hits in this. Austin, LAFC, both teams to score. Atlanta, DC over 2.5. And Toronto at plus 175. All of those come out to plus 506, Tom.
I like that a lot. I especially like when I made this parlay, I'm thinking I have too many money lines in here because the reality is in this league, you want to bet on goals, not necessarily which way the goals are going to go. So yeah. I like your play there, Taylor. That is going to do it for us. Once again, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at work. You can follow Taylor at ATLT Will with the 1L and follow the entire Betting Weekly Studios group at Because We Win to get the latest and greatest on soccer leagues around the world. There's cricket. There is a whole bunch of stuff that you can follow. Follow it there at Because We Win so you never miss a minute of any of our tremendous analysts. And of course, head on over to BetRivers.com today. Sign yourself up for an account and get in on the action with us. Guys, it's been a pleasure, and we will catch you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.